Alperen Şengün and the Rockets defeat Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets 114-106 and steal the season series. Let's talk about it. Welcome everyone to another edition of Summit State of Mind, presented to you by the Apollo Podcast Network. We have a very special post-game episode tonight. Why? Because the Rockets finally got their first road win of the season, coming on the heels of a OKC Thunder win at home, taking the swagger and bringing it on the road. Pack your bags, win a game, sleeping from a hotel room, go into the other team's gym. How about knocking on the door of the defending champs, who you've already beaten twice, to take the season series now 3-1. We've played them four times now in the span of less than 2 months. I'm so sick of the Nuggets at this point. Shout outs to the Houston Rockets once again. Question of the night: who is the Rockets player of the game tonight? Who is your dog of the game? Drop the comment right now on YouTube. Tell me why it could be Alperen Şengün. Tell me why it could be Jalen Green. Maybe a Fred VanVleet. The backcourt did play very well. Alperen Şengün once again showed out against one Nikola Jokic. Let me set the table for each and every one that is listening right now. The Houston Rockets now stand at 10-9. They came into the building against Denver, where the Nuggets were undefeated at home. They were 9-0. The Houston Rockets were a struggling 0-8 on the road. Winless on the road, undefeated at home. If you were a betting man, you definitely lean heavy on the Nuggets being the favorites, as they were, as they should be. The Rockets have knocked on the door several times, but were not able to break through. And what a way to break through once again against the defending champs. I don't know what it is about Denver and Houston this season, but it seems like they really come out and play their best when it comes to playing against the defending champs. Look, there's no way that you can spin it or record it in another way to get people to understand it, because the fact of the matter is that the Houston Rockets have struggled on the road. So I think we knew that Ime Udoka was going to try to push this team, to push them across the finish line, because at the end of the day, we have to understand here that this team, they're not going to continue to, you know, get better. They're not going to take the strides and the next steps if they just win at home and continue to lose on the road, get a 41-41 record. No, we cannot have that. To be a contending team, to be a playoff team, you have to run and get games on the road. And look, the Rockets, they got close. Like, we had the lead by as much as 25 in the fourth quarter, but the Rockets seem to have choked it away. Denver playing their best basketball in the later stretches of the game. Nikola Jokic finally decides to come out. The Houston Rockets were very, very nerve-wracking. I was watching and I was like, this can't happen again, right? Like, there's just no way. Like, they are literally, like, the lead got to 18. No way. Lead got to 14. No way. Lead got to, like, 7. And I was like, ah, shit. Like, we may actually choke this game away. And I think all Rockets fans can definitely understand that. You're kind of, you know, you're on the edge of your seat. You're kind of, you know, biting on your fingernails, not sure what's going to happen. But look, at the end of the day, the bad boys of basketball did get the W. Very important stuff. Let's spotlight a couple players right now. One, Alperen Şengün. Look, when you think about players, you know, the saying goes, your idols become your rivals. And this season has really brought to the forefront. I mean, heck, they even made a mixtape, a 1.5-minute mixtape of Alperen Şengün and Jokic mimicking, Alperen Şengün mimicking the moves of Nikola Jokic and vice versa. So, like, they've really brought it to the forefront in terms of this rivalry. And I appreciate the fact that Alperen Şengün is kind of stepping into the spotlight now of being like, you know, the saying goes that he's baby Jokic. I don't think so. I don't see him as a baby Jokic. He's not baby Jokic. He's just Şengün. He's just Alperen Şengün. He's one of one. He plays similar to Jokic, but not exactly the same way. I love the rivalry that these two are developing. It's like a brotherhood rivalry. Absolutely love it. Alperen Şengün does finish the night, flirting with a triple-double once again. I feel like every game he's been flirting with a triple-double, especially lately. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 7 of 14 from the field, another 50% and above game. Absolutely incredible stuff. He was a plus 11, the third highest plus-minus in the category right now. And look, if you look at it from stats alone, Nikola Jokic had 23, 16, and 5. Yeah, superior stats, maybe, possibly. But this is the stat that I think rung true. Nikola Jokic, while got 50% from the field on only 14 shots, he shot 7 of 14. Nikola Jokic shot 9 of 26 from the floor. Look, he got what he wanted in the fourth quarter. Once Nikola Jokic hit that first shot, I think to bring the Nuggets down by 18, I was like, shit, like this may be the bucket that gets him going. 100% correct. He's going to get what he wants. This is why he's the reigning defending NBA champion, reigning and defending finals MVP. We know that. I'm not worried about that. 9 of 26 from the field says more than enough. You are looking at another phenomenal defensive performance. He held him to 34% shooting this entire game. He only shot 2 threes. He went 1 of 2. It was a very uncharacteristically bad game for Nikola Jokic. Maybe he's getting tired of facing Alperen Şengün. I really don't care. The fact of the matter is that all it says on the scoreboard now is that Alperen Şengün this season has 3 wins as opposed to Nikola Jokic only getting 1 win. So this is the way that the history is going to be shown this year. On the first year that this rivalry, in my opinion, I mean, like, it wasn't really a rivalry in previous years. You know, we were rebuilding team. Alperen Şengün still coming to his own. He wasn't even starting the first part of the season last season. This is the first season we're actually seeing the full rivalry. Two starters, two, you know, established vet superstar against, you know, the budding rival who's trying to get into his place, who's basically, you know, trying to rise up the ranks to become maybe the best center in the league. So I love the fact that these two went at it. It reminded me so much of a young Hakeem going up against a very established superstar, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest centers of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. What a rivalry we're seeing before you guys. And shout out to our Turkey listeners once again that is sitting in on this. We appreciate y'all. Y'all really got yourself a great rivalry from here going into how many years into the future. So this is going to be such fun basketball to see down the road. Shout outs to Jalen Green as well with probably his best road game of the season, 25 points on 8 of 17 shooting, 2 of 9, a lot left to be desired, didn't hit a lot of his threes, 7 of 9, key free throws down the stretch. This backcourt, yeah, I'm going to pair it along with a Fred VanVleet. Jalen Green at 25, Fred VanVleet at 26, they had 51 points combined. Look, when the lead started to dwindle and these buckets were not, they weren't coming along, we went for almost 6 minutes without getting a single bucket in the fourth, going as much as 25, and the lead dwindled down to 6 or 7, and then we needed a clutch bucket. Clutch buckets were not being had. So how do you do it? You do it the grimy, old-school way. The Rockets were already in the bonus, so go seek your fouls. Go get your foul calls. That's what's necessary. Do whatever you got to do. Shout-outs to Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game. Do whatever you got to do to get the win at this point. You know, with the Houston Rockets, a team that has not won a single road game this season, if they were to choke a 25-point lead in the fourth quarter against the defending champs, I'm telling y'all right now, if they didn't win tonight, they could have gone for a long stretch on the road without getting a win, just because this is the type of like game where if they lost, it would have ate at you. The Houston Rockets, at the end of the day, didn't let the lead succumb to them as they have in past games where they've held the lead in road games, but they weren't able to hold it down the stretch and they would lose the lead. This is good teachable moments here. I really believe that Ime Udoka is just going to run back the tape and be like, okay, guys, this is where we can improve on. This is where you can improve on. I did notice a lot of plays here, especially down the stretch where Fred did not notice Jalen, and I do want to see a little bit more of that. Jalen himself, the handle wasn't tight, but there were plays before then during the fourth quarter where Fred was either looking at Şengün, looking at that pick and roll to work, but he was not looking at Jalen. I want to make sure that that sugar gets shared properly. Not one of the better point guard games out of a Fred VanVleet. I would like to see him kind of turn it up in terms of being a point guard. He was really more or less a score first point guard. So, and that's fine. We needed every bucket. 26 points, very much needed. But in the assist department, I mean, he only had 3 assists. I mean, Şengün still had 7. It was almost like Alperen Şengün played more of a point guard at this point. Fred, in terms of being a general and controlling the flow of the game, it really wasn't one of his best. We got the scoring with what we needed, but I would like to see down the stretch Fred kind of being more of a head honcho, and kind of like getting the guys involved, everyone that's on the floor. And by the way, to everyone that's on the floor, shout outs to Uncle Jeff Green on ring night. Put a ring on it. He finally got his ring, showing out on his own ring night. NBA champion Jeff Green came off the bench once again, calling out plays. 26 minutes. He only had 5 points, 4 rebounds, but every play was needed from him. There was a time in the game where we weren't making any buckets. I think it was like 2 minutes left in the game, and he, or a little under 2, and he kept the ball alive for 2 extra possessions. That was huge. We needed it, and it turned into a foul down the road, which got us to the free throw line. Those are plays that you need. Those are championship caliber plays to keep the ball alive. Would I have like to see Jabari on the floor? Absolutely. I'm going to touch on Jabari in a minute. However, having Jeff Green on the floor to kind of just steady the game, being the guy, whatever you need of him, I love it, man. Rewind the clock. Uncle Jeff's, get off your stoop and go to fucking work. I love it. Shout-outs to him once again on ring night, doing work one time. Look, Jabari Smith Jr., once again, he had a decent game. He had 9 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. So an overall pretty good game. He didn't score a lot, 3 of 9 from the floor. He had a couple of bunnies from the mid-range that he didn't hit. I can see within the flow, he didn't play a terrible game, but Jeff Green, kind of understanding the flow of the Denver offense, as well as kind of being a captain of that defensive ship for the team, it kind of helped the Rockets kind of put their best foot forward. So I guess the best course of action at that point was to make sure that Jabari was not going to, he just wasn't going to fit. Completely understandable. Let's go ahead and remove him from the game. Get Jeff Green in there. Perfectly fine. Look, by the way, I do want to also shout out Dylan Brooks. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Dog as hell defense. And look, this was, let's go down my keys, first of all. Because my keys here, and it's going to tie in with what I was saying, is that Dylan Brooks and that hard-nosed defense was to do the best that they could to stop the backcourt. Jamal Murray had 21 points, but he shot 6 of 17 from the floor. KCP got his way. He got 5. He shot 5 of 6 from the game, and he at the end of the day, he didn't play very good defense. He was a minus 16 from the floor. However, it was stopping the backcourt of Denver, not letting these guys beat you. These were the same guys that did work last game in Denver that stretched the lead to 19 points in the first quarter. I did not want to see that. Don't let them get going early. Play hard-nosed defense. Make them play your style as opposed to you converting over and adapting to their style. Make them play your game, and the Rockets did exactly that. So they held the backcourt down, which was absolutely necessary. Also, Michael Porter Jr., to only shot, he shot 8 of 12, pretty, very good percentage as well. He always seems to play the Rockets very, very well. However, just getting those stops against these 3-point shooters was going to be necessary. I knew Nikola Jokic was going to get at least a double-double. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I didn't expect him to shoot that horribly, 9 of 26. However, stopping the backcourt, stopping the shooters was going to be huge. My point number 2 was get Jalen Green going. And boy, did we get Jalen absolutely going. We got a signature road game out of him. Look, and I'll say it once and I'll say it 1,000 times. Once he sees that midi, because he can get that midi anytime he wants. This is the same midi that Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Harden in the early years to a degree could get, Dwayne Wade as well. All the great shooting guards can get to that spot whenever they wanted to. Like, that was their bread and butter. If nothing else works, get there to get yourself in a rhythm. Jalen Green utilize that tonight. We can get more of that. You're looking at, you know, the NBA can't do anything. They can't stop that. So once we get that consistent, we can really, really push for a better game. And I said this once again, once Jalen can get going, the floodgates will open, home, road, whatever. We got a big reason why we got this one is because of Jalen's big time buckets. I mean, it was a stretch to a 25 point lead during the fourth quarter, but you don't even start that stretch without Jalen Green kind of keeping the Rockets afloat and pushing them ahead, especially that third quarter. He loves playing in Denver in the third quarter. Big time buckets, big time shots, absolutely huge. And then my key number three here was just win. Because that's the thing. When you think about it, when I talk about that record of what it was of 0-8 on the road, they needed to get a win on the road. Like I said earlier, they need to take that next step. Once they do that, it truly connects the team. And what better way to get your first road win of the season than against the defending champs whom you've already beaten twice this season? I'm so proud of this team, the way that they've operated, the way that they've come together, the way that they've actually been a family and decided that, you know what, no more of this, no more road woes. We're going to go out. We're going to get this win. We're gonna ring true. We're going to play our style. We're going to make them adapt to our style, and we are going to finally get a win this season. Look, at the end of the day, a win during December is a win during December. That I do get. This game wasn't even supposed to happen. The Rockets got knocked out of the group stage, which is the reason why we got another game against Denver tonight. That was the only reason why we had the fourth game against Denver. Four times in less than 2 months of the entire NBA season against the reigning and defending champs is nothing to sneeze at. If you want a big enough sample size to know why the Rockets are actually a real threat, like not a legit threat to win a championship, but a legit threat on a nightly basis, this is kind of your gauge here. The Houston Rockets, for all intents and purposes, have defeated the Nuggets and taken the season series now 3-1. I mean, what more do you ask for? If it was a five-game series, the Rockets knock out the Nuggets in advance. That's how big and vital like games like these are. That's how big it is to get into this environment. The Rockets needed to touch and feel these types of moments, because it's these moments that are going to create a culture for that team moving forward. If they want that sixth seed, like which I predicted at the beginning of the season, they are capable of getting to the sixth seed. If they want to reach that type of status, they need to feel this environment, the rumbling of the crowd. They need to feel that playoff-like atmosphere and pressure. That's why I wanted them in the knockout rounds in the NBA in-season tournament. We didn't get that, unfortunately, but we got that tonight. I love the way that they responded. I mean, look, it's 25, dwindling from 25 to 7, it sucks. A lot of people are going to be hung up on that. At the end of the day, I don't really care. I just wanted to get the win. And actually, I think it may be beneficial for this team. They need to feel the rumble of the crowd. They need to feel these moments against superstars like Nikola Jokic, a star in Jamal Murray, which, by the way, Jamal Murray, oh my goodness, like he kept, I've never seen Jamal Murray. I mean, I don't watch him extensively. I've never seen him complain that much in my entire life. So, you know, goodbye. Get him out of here. Two techs. Get on out of here. Don't be mad because you keep fouling Şengün. Get out of here. Like, seriously. At the end of the day, this team got exactly what they needed. I dropped the question for y'all's players of the game. My players of the game, and I want to give a couple of awards here. One, I want to group it together as a backcourt, Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet, FVV. 51 points combined. Every point turned out, every point was needed, especially down the stretch. Two big players, a couple of big spots, big free throws, which ended up putting the icing on the cake of their first road win. So I wanted to give them a shout out. Shout out number two, I want to give, of course, our most consistent player of the season, Mr. One Alperen Şengün. I mean, look, the student has become the master. I love the fact that he is not scared. He is willing to go nose to nose and toe to toe with perhaps one of the greatest players of our generation currently in Nikola Jokic, who is a freaking freak for all intents and purposes, and has, you know, not backed off. He has not taken a back step. He has continually pushed playing him on defense and running on him on offense. I love the way that Alperen Şengün has continually pushed against his idol and his hero to kind of say, hey, man, you know, you may have been my idol at one point, but now, like, look, now we're nose to nose here. Like, we're going level to level. I may not be exactly on your level yet, but I need you to know that I'm getting there. I'm coming. So shout-outs once again to Alperen Şengün. Stat-wise, didn't look superior, but from the totality of a game, a much more superior outing, Alperen Şengün. That's another player that deserves it. And I want to group two forwards together, and that is going to be one, Dylan Brooks and Jeff Green, whom I've already talked about. Dylan Brooks, obviously, just those big threes in the beginning of the game. And just, like I said this last episode, when you go to the dictionary and you look for two-way players and, like, the definition of a two-way player, look no further than Dylan Brooks, because he continually brings intensity on both ends of the floor. Like, it's so funny. Like, watch footage. I've said this in the past. Watch footage of Ron Artest dribbling the ball. It looks exactly like the way Dylan Brooks dribbles the ball. It's insane. But the fact that of the matter is that he does not quit either. He continually pushes the game on each direction, either on offense or defense, and it applies pressure, especially tonight, on the Denver Nuggets. He challenged Jamal Murray. He challenged KCP. He challenged Michael Porter Jr. He challenged the shooters to beat him, and I loved it. He stepped up. He showed out. You don't get this win without a Dylan Brooks kind of establishing that you know, putting that staff down on defense. That, well, no, you're not moving us here. This isn't going to happen the way it happened last game. You're not going to get 19-point lead in the first quarter. You're going to have to really be out aggression. You have to be more aggressive than the Rockets are. And I love that. The Rockets were just overall more aggressive during this game. It seemed like they really ripped this game away from Denver once again. So those are my total players of the game. Obviously, Jeff Green as well. So I had to give awards out properly. But the totality of this team being the aggressors, attacking Denver in Denver. This team was undefeated at home. Like, I can't talk about that enough. And that's an insane stat. I didn't even realize that this team was undefeated at home until I was able to go back to I was 3/4 of the way through the game. I think once we got to the lead up to 25, I looked and I was like, oh, geez, this team is undefeated. So I almost felt like I kind of jinxed it, because I was like, oh, shit, this team's undefeated at home. We're about to deliver them their first loss. And then all of a sudden they go on that run. It does nothing less. If you can't be in the NBA in-season knockout round, there's no better way than to test your mettle, than to put yourself to the test, than to know whether or not you do belong in the league in the playoffs, possibly come April, if you don't go toe-to-toe with Denver in Denver, undefeated at home, and punch them in the mouth and let them know that you're here. You don't just exist. You're not just surviving. You are thriving in the new environment that Ime Udoka has created. And once again, shout outs to Coach Ime. Slap some Ime on it one time to my boy DJ, the big dog. Because Ime Udoka, once again, you don't get this type of win. You don't get this type of pressure. You don't get this type of aggression from the Rockets without Ime Udoka. I'm sure he challenged the boys. I'm sure he was like, hey, I'm tired of losing. Go fucking get this first win of the season. Go out and rip it from Denver. And from tip till the end of the fourth quarter and the final whistle blow, they finally were able to do that. I mean, gosh, they hit 40 points in the third quarter. Like, that was like a stamp to let them know, like, hey, man, you're not going to go on another third quarter run. We're not getting that for this game. I love the fact that these guys have continually pushed and continued to push, and it just goes to show how important it is, the synergy of this team. They're officially over 500 right now at 10-9. The Houston Rockets finally get their first road win of the season. I did want to do a special post game out here for y'all. Shout outs to our listeners once again that have continued to support us. I really appreciate it. The GM could not be here tonight, unfortunately. He is DNP, so unfortunately he's not going to be here. So it was only me that could handle this post game episode. But once again, appreciate each and every one of y'all for listening. So we're not going to preview the next game. I do want to save that for my next recording with my brother, the GM. So we're going to go ahead and just end this episode. Before I do, shout outs to, once again, our sponsors, Big City Wings, Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint, one time. Remember that 2 for Tuesday deal? Be sure to check them out. Buy one, get one. Bone in, boneless. You buy 5, you get 10. So that's absolutely the best deal on the market right now. I get my medium. I get my medium, and I also get my other, it depends. Garlic Parmesan, maybe lemon pepper, depending on how I feel on my dry rub. Heh, giggity. So go ahead and be sure to give them a visit. Find your nearest Big City Wings location nearest to you, and go enjoy some of the best wings in Houston. Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint. One time, I can't even get my words together. It's super late, guys, by the way. So I apologize if I'm slurring and getting my words all out of whack here. Let's get ready to go home tonight. You can follow our show, like I said, on YouTube. Super kick the subscribe button on Apollo HOU at Apollo HOU on YouTube. Once again, super kick that subscribe button. We appreciate the newfound audience that have found us, and we are going to continue to grow, and we welcome you along on this journey with us, and we appreciate each and every one of y'all. Follow us on Instagram at @somestateofmind_pod. Follow us on Twitter at @SummitSOMPod. Follow our brothers, our media company at Apollo MBA and at Apollo HOU. Shout outs once again to the Apollo Podcast brethren that continue to kill the game every single day. That's right, the crown jewel of Astros podcast, Beyond the Diamond. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Houston Astros content. Shout outs once again to Apollo Texans Off the Gridiron. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Texans content. And once again, we appreciate it. I'm so humbled that y'all come out and watch our show, especially your first listen for all Houston Rockets content. That's it for here on a very, very special post-game edition. We don't do these very often, but hey, first road win of the season against the Denver Nuggets, against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. You knew we had to pull an episode one time to review and celebrate with all of our Rockets fans out there. So we appreciate each and every one of y'all once again for tuning in. Please stay tuned for our next episode, which is going to come early in the week next week. We expect to have the big dog back for that one, so we're super excited. We should be in studio for that one as well, so please check that out whenever it releases. Let's go ahead and go home here. I'm going to end this episode, as I end every episode, with a go Summit, go Apollo, and finally, the Rockets have won their first road game of the season. That's right, 10-9, baby. Go Rockets. Oh, of course, one more thing. Watch basketball.
The Summit.